Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Friday. I know you're all probably very disappointed that the week has come to an end and it is Friday. But alas, we are simply going to have to deal
except for those that work on weekends, and then to them it's not that exciting.
That's true, yeah.
Not as thunderously exciting.
Very true. So anyway, I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour, maybe more. And Jimbo Baggins is my co-host riding shotgun. You can see him right here. And I want to welcome our blog talkers, of course, because you are the ones who wait so patiently in line for us. And our Facebookers who join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where we are streaming live. And you can catch us in action there. Anybody else that would love to jump in. So I want to remind everyone, I'm using ordinary playing cards for all of the readings this evening. This is the method that personal prophecy uses. So we make the distinction. This is not
me.
Tarot. Hello. Get back in your space, mister.
You didn't need that extra window there.
Okay.
Trying to do something for you. I know I don't talk you through it. So back to your business. And here, let me do this. You're just talking.
He's reminding me right now of a lovely little saying that I think I heard probably 30 years ago. It still holds true today. That saying is, God made woman beautiful so that man would love her. And then God made woman stupid, so she would love man.
Tell the truly tasteless joke, but I won't right now. So go ahead. Continue on, Deb. Talk about cards. Cards. You got cards.
I'll put her in mine in the gutter and we'll know.
You got cards.
Wait, your joke.
I've said it before, so it uses its thunder when you repeat jokes.
So be advised. This is not tarot, not oracle cards. I always want to call them aerial. So
maybe there is something.
Maybe there is.
I'm going to Google it.
Ariel.
Nothing to lose. Everything to gain.
Or any of the other systems that are out there that do use ordinary playing cards. So I also want to mention that I'll be using a 24-card layout here in front of you for each of our callers. And that will be my method of how to give you a reading. I prefer not to just peel off a few cards. Some like it that way. I personally do not. I'd rather see the whole playing field of your life at this particular moment. So,
lots of Ariel cards out there, but a little mermaid card.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Anyway, I'm now going to turn you all over to Mr. Brilliance himself, Jimbo Baggins.
Maybe you're going to have some talk issues.
Oh, why?
I don't know. You just kind of like a rah-rah. You like hesitate. Don't hesitate. Speak.
Oh.
Even if it's wrong, hesitate.
Okay, I'll do my best. I think it's the medication.
I'm sure it is. Anyway, welcome everybody. This show is for informational, educational purposes only. Also, the big reminder is folks that are international, whether you're a caller or whether you're a Facebooker, let us know. We'll give you international shout-outs. Like, we have Laura in Canada, Laura in London, and we have Anne in Scotland.
Hello there, all of you.
I don't have any bad types, but all right. Thank you, welcome, and we'll have more, I'm sure. All right. Yes, hi, Andrew. Now, here's the deal, folks. If you say hi, especially if we're busy talking into an intro, I can't necessarily type hi back, so don't get offended if I don't say hi right away.
On the upside, we'll
be
able
mean,
to...
doesn't mean I put a hit out on you.
We'll be able to see you.
So
otherwise, I mean, like, we can have eight people in here,
yes.
And if only nine
sure.
are speaking, then we're not... We don't know who the other people are.
We don't, and maybe they are shy, and that's fine.
They're...
But yeah.
Yes, shy. Chicken-hearted.
All right. Anyway, I'm getting back to my intro crap, all right? So, hookers, you have to suck it up if you talk to me and wait, all right? 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in on the regular old phone line or Skype. You can Skype phone calls. Interesting, huh? Yeah, we get them, and we have one tonight. And they're listening, and they know who they are. All right. When you call in, you'll get a message saying that, basically, hey, listen to the show while you wait, which means you're in the queue. We see you. It's all good. You shall not be forgotten. If you've called now, that is wise. If you call later, you can guarantee a squat because they can fill up like bat. So,
where
you're nothing. If you're nothing while the show's supposed to be going on, that is called a problem. I would hang up and dial in again. I keep a list of a little temporary word file I keep up, so I keep track on that order since this does no longer tell me old times. It randomly works. And if you have to hang up and call back in, I'm not put you back where you were. Don't worry about it. You hang up because you got to go to the toilet for a half hour while then you're going back in the line. Sorry about that, but, you know, it is what it is. Messenger, yes, let's talk to the Facebook folks that are out there. I cannot call in typically most of the 99% of the time. That would be because you're international. Sometimes folks that are in our own upper 48 can't even call in because there's just something going on. Can't call in on the cell. And they can't Skype in for whatever reason. But you can always Messenger us. And, but that has stipulations. First of all, you have to wait until we formally announce that the Messenger basically door is open. And that means you can do an audio or video call to Deborah Lee. Very important that Deborah Lee, not this next show where you're watching the story. No, it would be to Deborah Lee. In order to do so, you got to be friends with Deborah Lee. Because the rules, we don't make them. But those are pretty good rules. Or you can Messenger anybody out in the room. That would be bad. So that's the deal. That's the deal. Facebook Messenger, auto video, really when we officially say to do so. If you do it and we're not ready, there's no way to put you on hold. We have to hang up. That's the only option we got. So sorry. So we got to be 100% ready. And then when we get a caller, once we get a caller, don't keep your Messenger in. Too late. That ship has sailed. So, also tonight is
Yeehaw!
Friday, so there are no angels. All the angels are out drinking. So we're going to do rebel cards tonight.
Oh my god!
And that means when you hear the rebel yell,
Yeehaw!
That means yeehaw, your reading with Deborah is done. It's not almost done. It's not half done. It's not supposed to be done. It's done. We got to move on. We always leave folks hanging, even when we run way over. So we got to kind of pick it up and lay them down. So the women pick them up and lay them down or something, army marching stuff. All right, anyway, that's what we got to do. But before we move on to the next callers, our Friday only cards are here, the rebel cards. There'll be no angels talking to you about unicorns and little sprinkles and shit like that. She only let me use any card I wanted once. So there's a lot of cards in here that might make you guys feel saddened. All right.
I don't know. You could ask each one. Do you want the unvarnished?
Okay. That is fair.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I don't want anybody offended, okay? Because some of these cards are really in your face.
They are. They tell you to quit being a baby and pull your head out of your butt like
yeah.
that, you know? But they're rough cards.
But if you can handle it, tell him.
And you know what's coming too? Not like I bait and switch. Like, oh, we got the Archangel Michael. Then I have a pull out a card that says, "Get the hell away from yourself," or something. You suck, or something. You know. I'm telling you right now, they're rebel cards. So you kind of know. You know. Kind of know. You know what you know. You know. And you know what I think? I think it's time to get the show on the effing road. Speaking of rebel cards, and we shall start in the mystery unknown world of what will be, what was, what the hell you want to say. It's Skype. Could be anywhere on earth. Skype ones, welcome to the show. You're caller number one.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
And who are we speaking with?
It's first for you.
Oh, well, welcome. She Skyped us. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
We like it. We like variety. That's cool that you stepped in.
Excuse me.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Yeah, how are you?
Physically okay. Just ups and downs for the last couple of days, like happy, then sad. And I don't know if I'm picking up other people's energies or what's going on, but all good. But got my
light out.
So.
I didn't think we were for straight days.
Why not?
I just didn't think we were. I thought we were going to do something. I didn't know.
We can pick it back up tomorrow.
We shall do so on Saturday.
All right, we're going to play the butterfly effect game
tomorrow. Because it's kind of not fair to do it right now. Anyway, all right, back to Rosemary.
Yes, hello, hon. What can we do for you?
I have my ups and downs, and I booked my flight out, so see what happens. I don't know if it's going to go my way or Cash is going to have a meeting on that one for unemployment stuff, so I don't know how that's going to pan out. So whatever you guys pick up on.
I would think she'd qualify.
So are you looking for a general type reading? Is that what you're telling me? Because you have a few things that are on your plate?
Yeah, so I booked my flight today, so I'm going in May. So
you booked your flight for May, you said?
Yep.
Is it refundable? Is it refundable, or is this one of those I gotta go or I
do or die?
A ton of money.
It should be refundable.
Yeah, it should be. It's not a really definitive answer, let me tell you, in the airline world. But okay.
They won't necessarily refund it. They'll credit you
for
another
flight or something.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm going to add more to that.
Yeah, well, this is a convenience fee, and we want to stick you in the booty fee and other fees here, too. Yes, we'd like.
All right, so Rosemary, I'm going to take a look at what's up. When are you flying?
She said May.
Oh, in May.
And which is starting tomorrow, 1 month away.
And that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, and people, I'm sure, know the farther up you can place your airline reservation, the cheaper it's going to be.
You see, it's weird. Sometimes I say at the last second things can change if they have a lot of seats, though. Have you heard that?
And
but that's really rolling the dice.
And
though.
Really best to fly on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because today that.
The cheapest I found.
Okay. Was it through a third party place, not directly through the airline?
Right.
Yep. Yeah. That's usually the ones that have all the cheap stuff, which is good. I mean, that's what you want. You know? Those airlines are already soaking us for everything we got anyway. Do you remember like back in the 80s and even in the 90s? They weren't as fanatical. You could take a flight and you could be like one of five people on a big-ass plane. That was
so
cool.
I remember.
Oh, I used to love that. I'd have my whole like three-row thing to myself and spread. Now it's like it's Sardine City in there. If there's an open seat, they must fire people because they do not have open seats anymore.
Well, I was a military columnist during that time period. The 90s into the, don't they call it the aughts?
The snot.
Anyway, during that time period, when there were hardly any people on the plane, that gave military members the chance to join the Mile High Club with one of the flight attendants. And I heard many stories about that.
You know how stories go, though? Maybe, at best, 50% of them are true.
A sailor wouldn't lie.
Nobody would lie. Not even no young person would ever lie about that. I'm saying.
All right, let's see what we got for you, my dear.
And she has a brand new deck tonight, if that matters.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it can be bad.
Right.
Because all of my, energy is not on this deck yet. But that could be good. It could be bad.
You've never really actually documented and wrote stuff down over the
years.
Right?
Astrologer in here.
Well, astrologer, you're about to get launched like the space goddamn show.
Okay. Well, stick with me. All right, let's see what we've got here. You got lots of stuff going on. I really think that you have allowed spirit guide you in planning this trip to Italy. You're basically your homeland. And I think that you'll need second guess yourself at times along the way. However, stick with it. I think it's really going to, from what I see here. Now, when you get there, take time. Don't make any permanent decisions about staying unless it feels really good to you. And it may, but I'm just saying, you don't have to decide on the third day that you're there that you're going to become a, you know, total resident. There, I've got to tell you, there's new love coming for you. What?
Don't finish. Don't hesitate.
I am sensitive to your sighs and snorts and whatever else you got.
Well, wasn't a sigh. I have a question, but I can wait till you finish your train of thought.
I shall allow you that. Okay. Is your father going with you?
No.
Well, I want you to know that he's going to become problematic in ways of it being, it's a good word, like...
The jerkwad?
Yeah, toward you.
Because?
Because he's who he is.
Oh, I don't, I'm just asking.
You have a father.
I don't know.
That might be strong as wool in many ways, but he's also kind of a creep up where, you know, he feels sorry for himself a lot.
Okay.
And, yeah, and he might take this out on her. Yeah, sure, you go ahead. You go out there, you live your life, blah, blah, blah. And
do you have dual citizenship?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, there you go. That's what I would. Because if you don't, you don't just decide you're going to become resident of a country. But she has dual citizenship.
No,
she's
I know you're
going to go.
Yeah, and I know you're going to go do an employment thing. But I have a feeling there's going to be a job for you before you go. That it looks good.
How is that going to work out? Hey, how can you get hired and then go to Europe?
Well, you tell them you're
a lot of places aren't cool on that.
You tell them what they need to hear, not what they need to know. For instance, you say, thank you for hiring me, but I need to let you know that I'm going to be in a great big family wedding in Italy in May. And these events can last for at least 2 weeks. Just to give her a chance not to burn a bridge behind her.
Or maybe say nothing until she's worked there for a couple weeks. Then say, hey.
Well, they usually like to know up front.
But you got the card. I'd say, if I'm getting ready to hire you, and I said, hey, I'm getting ready to go to Italy for might be 2 weeks. I don't know. They'd be like, I ain't hiring your ass because I can't have nobody here then.
Well,
that's what I would say.
I
can plan for that. I'm going to pick the next candidate I'm about to interview.
Don't act like that.
Oh, I'm just telling you. I don't know what I would tell them.
Anyways, this is going to be a really great phase in your life to trust your own instincts. They don't always, you know, lead us down the right path. But it never fails to turn out to be the most meaningful.
You got to trust something and pick something. You can't just stand there and do nothing, right, in life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to choose a door, a path, whatever little metaphor you want to use.
Exactly. So look on the bright side of things. Hon, I know you've been through a big, rough patch, but things are going to turn around for you. So I like that.
Spring usually makes people feel good. You know, just in general, because it's been where you live. But, you know, if you live anywhere where it's not tropical year-round, you kind of like, you feel a little bit good when you see shit blooming and birds coming back. And
they also say
stuff
that
turning green.
Spring makes a young man's fancy turn to love.
I wonder who the hell actually said
that. I think it's
that.
More of a tickle in those BVDs.
I don't think the freaking BBBs give a damn about what time of year it is, first of all. All right.
What, in those things, Darman?
Right,
dinner?
Exactly. Come on. Well, those things, you know what? Those have other things. So you make it sound like the guy. Gosh, Mr. Badman always imprinting those women. They would never want to have sex if it wasn't for the bad man. He's the bad guy. Bad. It fits with the apple and the snake. Oh, her name was Eve.
Yeah, and how easy was it for her to get get him to partake of that apple?
Because she can't trust a bitch.
Oh, my God. All right, folks. It'll be one of those.
All right.
Nights.
Anyway, Rosemarie.
Yeah. Here we go.
Would you like random rebel card or should weed out the bad ones?
Whatever you prefer.
Well, I prefer the shit. So the shit is coming here. All right. It says, whatever you are thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the frickin' time. That's not so bad.
Frickin'? Did
it
say frickin'?
I say frickin'. I don't want to get... I will drop an F-bomb F-ing. Here,
yeah,
but I don't want to drop...
We could get
too many.
Banned.
Yeah, you drop too many. One here and there, it's life. So whatever you're thinking about, don't do it. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with this reading. It could be something else going on in your life you're thinking about.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I would say right now probably is what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Life is all about timing, right?
Yeah, and I hope that you'll communicate with us while you're over there.
Yeah, you can Skype us like you are now.
Or you can come through Messenger.
Or Messenger, but she's a Skyper. She just Skyped us. We got Skype. Marie. We have been Skyped.
Yeah, you Skyped us because we thought it was somebody else.
We had no clue. It was cool. We like it.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, and we were first too, because that's like a... We don't get a lot of Skypers at number one. Whatever reason, it makes no reason why, but we just don't. So that's cool. Thank you so much, Rosemarie.
All right, we're on the roll.
All right, awesome. Glad to see you. I know a lot of times she doesn't get in because she doesn't get first, but hell, she's first. So
and
she's
don't forget,
what?
Laura in London, I believe it was.
What?
I don't know if she has to get up early, but she asked if she could please get on the video call.
I didn't seriously say about getting up.
Oh, it's way up earlier. She said, will there be time? Something like it was you, Laura, yes?
She just said, she didn't say early. She just said, if it doesn't get long, can she get in? That's all she said. I just
she
read
said,
it.
Yes, please. She's got some kind of market thing to do tomorrow. And you know, they are 5 hours behind us now, or ahead of us. Ahead of us. What's it like living life in the fast lane? It's all relative, isn't it? Yeah.
All right. Well, we can take another caller. It's only...
Yes, we'll take one more, and then we go to Laura.
All right. We're going to 630. 630 is the area code for Illinois.
Or is it Wisconsin?
But we have both. Yes. We have both. Who are we got? Who do we got?
Who's with us?
Yes. I am on the border of Illinois, Wisconsin.
Oh, it is Lily this time.
Good to hear from you, Lily.
Yeah, because we had a different 630. Was it yesterday or the
day
before?
Yes, it was.
Which is not that uncommon when you think about it, but it has a lot of people in that area. So. Hey,
I've noticed the people from Illinois calling in and telling you how much they hate Illinois, and I'm so glad I'm not living in Illinois anymore.
You know what the theme is? You know what the theme is? Typically, they're all in that Chicago area. You notice that?
Well, it's the mayor. Ruined the whole
but I'm just saying, in general, there's people from other parts of Illinois, because it's not a tiny, tiny state. People from other parts of Illinois don't have the same kind of complaint because it's a totally different lifestyle.
It's
a lot of the southern parts of
Illinois. True.
It's like a very rural area in Illinois. It's not like it's all like this big New York City metropolis. The whole state is not Chicago. That's my point.
But once you get on that interstate in Chicago, boy, you better know what you're doing.
I like it. I like it.
Because
everybody's hauling ass during rush hour.
Oh, God, yes.
Cops, too, and you just do what you got to do. If they're going 80, you go 80. You do it. All right.
I just don't think I could, like, ever go back. I just, ugh, God, no.
Well, a lot of times they say, can't go home, right? That old phrase.
Yeah, you can't go home again.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, sometimes there's a lot of places I live that I had an interesting experience. Doesn't mean I want to go back. Right? The notch in the belt. Hi, Luna. All right, anyway, back to this is Lily.
I know you had a busy day.
It's not our reading, it's Lily.
Okay, so yesterday you read me, right? I'm an addict. I got my first job at 14 years old because I wanted to have my own phone line in my room so I could call the psychic hotline. So I just, I am a psychic junkie, and Blog Talk Radio is my crack.
She's got a psychic crack plate way back.
Did you pay by the minute?
Yep, it was the 976 numbers, like Irene Hughes, Mrs. Cleo, Dion and Friends, and then it was Sylvester Stallone's Jackie Stallone.
I remember those numbers. There was a lot of those numbers. You dialed those numbers in the paper, you had to set it up, but then it was automatic. After you first called the 9 something number. But anyway, it is
my
what
dad
it was,
didn't care. Yeah, like my dad didn't care because he was rich, but my mom didn't like it because she couldn't call her friends at night because I was tying up the phone line. So. But to me, it was like I was calling my friends, you know? Like, I needed to talk to my people.
And that was probably long before the days of caller waiting where you could switch over, right?
We have welcome.
Patricia from UK, London, specifically.
London,
welcome,
yes. All right. Give us your question. Tell us what's up.
Okay. So yesterday I called and you told me that there was money in my cards. Now, money, like, but from what sources? Like, because I just constantly worry about being able to get down to Florida. And I know that my book is taking off. Like, not the book, the documentary. I wrote the documentary. I've been uploading it. I've got a lot of it done. And then once it's done, I'm going to start, like, shopping for, you know, like, more things. Like, I just did a podcast. I want to do another podcast and continue to, like, I feel like I'm doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, I really feel like I can make a living doing this. You know what I'm saying? And, like, with the insurance claim paperwork, I sent that all in today. I was just hoping that was going to patch me by until I got an offer on the documentary or picked up from the documentary. I don't know.
I like the way you think because you speak as everything this way to you.
Yeah, it's not an if, it's a when.
I like that.
No, if you don't do that, then it probably won't be a win.
That's the true way of using law of attraction.
It's good to be positive, but it has to, like I said, your goals have to be realistic. Don't say, like, oh, I can't wait till when I go to Mars. I mean, your goals obviously got to be realistic. What you manifest. You can't manifest turning into a unicorn, right? Can't do that. Sorry,
well,
folks.
First of all, like, your current snafu, if you're acquainted with that,
situation that's, normal, all fucked up.
Yeah, isn't that a, what do they call them again?
An acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is going to be sorted out and solved with the insurance. This is going to work out real well for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so bear that in mind. Now, the other thing, the most important thing, and you're doing it, is you have to create buzz. And that is where people are talking about it. Maybe they're getting conspiracy theories. I personally always think that helps to become a very good vehicle for widespread knowledge of what you're doing. That's to me. And personally, I love reading the comments of wherever they're available, especially the snarky ones, you know. Because it gives you a really good cross sample of what's out there, what the feeling is pertaining to what you're doing. You know, the more people don't like what you're doing, they don't realize they're actually pushing you upward. You know,
if you use it as win for your sales, yes, and don't let it get you down.
Yeah. So, anyways, yes, things are going to start happening for you, and you have a resiliency in you, really. That is what is your driving force, I believe. It is your survival energy. So some people will say, well, win or lose, I'm going to do this. You don't say lose. You say, I'm going to win at this. I'm going to do this. So your energy is, on target, everything about this. So, yes, the money is going to come, and Jim is going to take you to Rebel Land.
Are you okay with random Rebel cards? Want me to weed out?
No, yeah, do it. Do it. Do the program.
Jim says, get the fuck out of your head. Get in your heart. It misses you. See, it starts out bad, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
So sometimes maybe don't be your own worst enemy and get yourself worried about stuff. Get in your heart. Go about your business. Get into, you know, if, sometimes your head can be your really bad enemy.
Well, it is. The head only knows what it thinks, but the heart knows what it feels. And I personally think energy that comes from the heart is stronger. That's my own feeling than what you get from your head.
All right. Well, thank you, Vivi, and good luck. We got to keep on,
thank
keep
you,
on.
Thank you, honey.
In.
Take care.
I already typed it in.
No, I wanted to ask you, is what we think linear thinking?
Oh, come on. You can't say that.
No.
You can't take brain waves and convert it to math. Matt, linear is like an equation, like 2x plus 3. If you graph it, it's a freaking line, right? Linear.
Well, but
it's
wouldn't
constant.
That be?
There's not a lot of variables that are making crazy linear. It's very This is my thinking. It's this.
Okay. So if most of your life you're thinking, I am an idiot, isn't that linear thinking?
I get it. You know what? When you, the word linear in math isn't necessarily the same thing as linear thinking in the brain world. Okay?
You know, I don't ask questions just to look stupid. I sincerely want to know. And they say there are no stupid questions.
Well, and I don't know that that is something that is a definition that you can prove is right or wrong. Somebody can say, oh, this is what linear thinking is.
So then,
somebody else can say, well, that's what that person said 1,500 or 200 years ago. But that's just what that one dumbass doctor said.
So nonlinear is the opposite.
Well, non typically is an opposite, yes.
All right.
Either a nonstop flight means there's no stops, right? Right?
Laura, I'm standing by.
Well, I typed it in the room.
I believe she's coming.
Is she breathing hard, though? That is the question. Done. Hey, this window will shut, but we'll reopen it.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Because we have callers.
We'll go on to the next.
We're shutting her down.
Do you know, I think this might be the most we've had. Oh, here she is. Where? Oh, there.
Yeah, okay. I typed no messenger, but that works out for everybody else. I don't know what you mean, the most we have.
Here
left.
She is. Well, hello. They're beautiful. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
It sounds like the old Verizon.
Yeah, can you hear me? Oh, it's so lovely to see you guys.
It sounds like the Verizon commercials. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it does. Yes, we hear you.
Loud and clear.
We do.
All right.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to keep it really quick. I know you're busy. It was just two questions. Firstly, I did mention that my cousin is very poorly. I did say that she's very poorly and he hasn't got long. That was my first question is in relation to the funeral. Given the complicated family situation, is this going to go okay? I don't want any controversy. I don't want any argument. I just want peace. I want to do the next right thing. So the funeral itself, given the complicated family dynamic, is it going to be okay?
Oh, boy. It can be such a fiasco.
Oh, boy.
At times.
Yeah.
It's like the Hatfields and McCoys coming together to bury a relative.
You're bringing a lot of people together that never usually get together, and there's a reason possibly for it.
Yeah.
And under the worst circumstances.
And a lot of times.
It's a powder keg, baby. Bring a match.
And put a lot of alcohol out there.
Oh,
you know?
Drown,
yeah.
Drown your sorrows. Yeah.
So let me ask you, are you going to see your cousin before she passes?
Very unlikely. It's very unlikely. She was given her last rites today.
Oh, okay.
International shout-outs real quick to Cho in the UK and Lewis, who referred to somebody as a fellow Brit, so I'm assuming Lewis is also in the UK.
Here I go for you.
Those are my shout-outs. All right, real quick. Yeah, Laura mentioned it too, that death pushes people apart, bringing them together. Well, sometimes it brings them together physically, but they're not together. Oh, boy.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's like they're coming with swords and guns and stuff like that, you know?
I hope not.
I know, but it seems like that because people bring attitudes. Somebody's passing. You're supposed to leave shit at the door, but people don't.
No.
But nobody does, seems like. Well, not nobody. But a lot of them don't.
And it's funny, they like to reminisce, afterwards. Mm. And they reminisce, but it also
always takes a turn, doesn't it?
Then some people that never get along for like 30 years grow up, just all of a sudden go down a road and
you did it, you did it.
I was like, oh my God. Like if you're on a boat, you just want to push them overboard. You know, all right, carry on.
And I'm sorry, it's taking so long. Slippery.
Yeah, she's got to go slow with the new cards, otherwise they'll go, yeah, as they did when I broke them in for
her. I recommend. Go there pretending that you are Switzerland.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that is your best defense from everything.
You really got those elves.
Yeah, pay your respects, say hello, and, you know, nice to see you. And you, I'm sure you already have your own ways, that if somebody starts up with you saying something like, boy, that cousin of yours, she was so tight with her money, you know, blah, 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 she can't drag a U-Haul behind a hearse, that kind of thing, you could say, oh, my goodness, I must use the restroom.
I probably don't use those terms over there.
U-Haul?
U-Haul behind hearse.
Oh, I know. I understand the concept. You can't put a U-Haul behind a hearse. You can't take it with you. Essentially, she was a really beautiful girl. That's not what my concern is. It's my concern is about my siblings, whether or not they're with her and how they hate.
There's one couple that will be. Is that a brother and his wife or brother? I'm sorry?
My brother and sister.
Yeah, they're right here.
No,
and what?
She's acting brother and sister. You said that's a brother and spouse.
Well, I thought I was questioning.
Oh, okay, okay. I got it. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead. My
That's
bad.
That's all right. It's good to make that clarification.
Sometimes I actually watch.
And a lot of times I can pinpoint who it is. But in this instance, I want to ask
Roger
you.
That.
Yeah, they're coming. I would try to keep it very light. They are coming, as we would say here, loaded for bear. And that means they want to get into a...
pissing contest?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, in essence, what you're saying is that their vibe is antagonistic, so I'm to respond, not react, pull back.
Yes.
Don't engage.
Just like with Rosemary before you, I really feel that you are going to be able to rely on your own instincts.
Typically on those family things where people want to start pissing contests, there isn't a winner, so if you cannot engage, that's the best thing to do.
And don't, yeah.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes they...
Like me, because I love a good
contest. And sometimes they force you into a corner path, but if you can avoid engaging, go talk to somebody else if they start trying to pick a...
But I want to know, you're going to feel very much loved at this, you know, unhappy event. Very much loved.
So that makes my heart sing.
Yes, really, very much so.
That's the way it should be.
And your siblings should share that. You know, a funeral should be an event that wakes everybody up.
It should be where all
that's
those...
going to be us in that they're caught. And,
it should be all the ill will and things that people are pissed about, at least temporarily get checked at the door, okay? After it's over, you can pick up your little hatred and go back to your lives, but don't bring it into the funeral or the wakes and all that other stuff. But they do.
Last question, really, really quickly.
Okay.
It's my mom's heavenly birthday today. She would have been 75.
Oh.
I'm hoping that both my parents will be guiding me in spirit and protecting me, because I respond and don't react. I get into confrontation. I use discernment and I always pull back. That's been my whole thing since this whole mess started. So I want to know that mom and dad can see this and what their opinion may be on this.
So this is a bit of mediumship we're going to do. All right, I just need a moment here. What?
Did we do a whole new spread?
Yes, for her. We didn't get to her. Those of you that could join us through Facebook, my heart goes out to you because often we can't work you in. But you stay as much as you can. And that just honors me. So I'm going to honor you guys, you all. With a little something here. I'm going to do this right here.
Nice.
It's much appreciated. I really do appreciate
it. Thank you.
Let's see what we got. We got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Do not fret, folks, that are on Blog Talk. We will be joining you shortly. You're all on a list. I see you. I know you're listening to the show probably thinking, oh, I called U.S. government. I'm forgotten now. No. We got you. We visually have you on a list. We shall resume. We have big breaks to our Facebook faithful that are here with us before the show and after the show.
As I'm laying these down, what an unbelievably awesome work opportunity coming your way.
Yes.
There's a gentleman that's going to approach you, businessman of some sort, and he is going to want to engage your services.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Excuse me. I think it'll be very well received.
Thank you, Deb.
Sure. Oh, my goodness. They're going to be glued to you. Right there, like glue. Absolutely. And I believe that from your mother and father's presence in your readings, I believe that sometimes they will cause something to happen. And in this case, it would be to your benefit. Like, for instance, if you're talking with somebody who is one of those posters, she might accidentally have her cup fall over and spill. And it would be them, your dad. I see him, like, pushing up.
Yeah.
You know, just to even the score here a little bit, he can be quite a prankster. But,
oh, goodness, yeah.
British invasion continues. We now have
wonderful
Pamela from the UK.
All right, welcome.
They're growing. We like it. And Jody, it's like a lot of are all from Wales, too.
Well, I think we're going to have to move across the pond. That seems.
Yep. Deb says, when Deb said we, she meant herself.
Oh, it's the mouse in my pocket.
Yipper.
Okay, for you. I'm thinking that your brother is the most argumentative at this time in your cards. Okay.
Yeah.
So try.
I'm getting.
Try your best to ignore it. Or,
I will. I promise.
Yeah. But, oh, my goodness. You may think at times your work isn't what it should be, but it's getting there. It's like I'm seeing it gaining momentum.
Thank you.
Oh, it's going to be good.
You.
It's going to be great. And I'm so glad you've stayed up to wait for us tonight. We have an event tomorrow.
I don't want to hold up everyone else.
You've
been moving.
Yeah,
I don't
know. My Facebook just did like a reboot.
He's going to give you.
Ask her.
Give me the
worst.
She wants the deal, the real deal. And sometimes it might not be, but I'm winning. You're not you got a good thing going. Wait. You got a good thing going. Don't ruin that shit.
Oh, how out? How
so
out?
You guys says winning. You got a good thing going, but don't screw it up, basically. Don't screw
it
up.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So nobody's got a bad freaking
card. Wow, you are so beautiful. This lady, truly. You're stunningly
beautiful. Thank you. You're so kind. I don't want to hold things up, though, for the other people.
Yes, she's going to make us have to move on. But we'll be in touch.
If I wasn't here, she would do two readings.
If you weren't here, I'd be sitting with one person.
Or you'd probably do two.
All right, hon, take care, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much, and good luck.
Bye.
Good luck tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, she's amazing.
All right, we're gonna roll, and we're gonna go back to the phones, baby. Area code 310. I think that this area code is in California, but I bet it isn't, is it?
I don't know. I'm not in California. You're right. But I used to be. This is Susan.
Susan. Oh, that's right.
Facebook Susan, right?
Yes.
Yes. She said she's on hold.
Oh, thank you for waiting. I know you waited another time, too.
Well, the good thing is that she also, not only can she listen to the show, she can watch it on Facebook.
And here's the thing to remember, everybody.
What's that?
They tend to happen in their own best way and time.
Okay.
So if you don't go on one night.
Absolutely.
I take that to mean the spirit's saying not tonight.
But if you feel in your heart a sense of urgency, you can get on the blog talk call at 6:45.
That's right.
That's when they start loading people. You'll have to sit for 50 minutes and listen to horrible. Well, I shouldn't say horrible. Their hold music is not as bad as I've heard of some places. But you'll have to listen to the whole show live at, on the hour.
You just reminded
me. Yeah, I was trying, but we have fires here right now, and they're really bad. So if you guys can put out a prayer to all the people, there are huge fires going on.
Where are you?
I'm in Oklahoma City area, but it's just north of me.
I didn't know Oklahoma had some fires raging. See, I don't watch the news much anymore because all they talk about is politics, and I hate that. So.
Oh, yes, everybody. You know, fires. I am terrified. One day on a freeway, we were going to Florida, and my husband at the time had to literally drive through a fire that had crossed, you know, to the other side. It was terrifying to go through that.
Yeah.
So, Susan, what can we do for you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I actually got offered a job in Florida.
Wow.
And it's pretty good. It's a really wonderful opportunity. I just want to see if you see things kind of going as smoothly as I hope for them to be.
Okay, so you got offered, which means you pursued it originally. Yes, they didn't just pull your stuff off a website. You actually went
It was a fluke that I applied, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fluke that I found it because I was looking for another person a job.
It must have been meant to be.
Serendipity.
Yeah.
Where in Florida exactly?
In Land O'Lakes, just north of Tampa.
Just north of what, I'm sorry?
North of Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I know where Tampa is. I've been there a couple times. Some Buccaneers games a long time ago when they wore the ugly orange jerseys. But yes. And I felt bad because when I used to work down there off and on, my company would send me down there to work in Florida, and I was all getting ready to go to Busch Gardens because we have a Busch Gardens here, and I was going to go to Busch Gardens down there, and some tropical storm decided to go right over.
Oh, so they have wicked weather. It is true.
Well, I mean, like we do, and it was just some tropical storm. That one day I planned to spend a whole day on the continent, so hopefully someday I can go back. All right, go ahead, Deb.
You know what I'm reminded of here, Susan, is if you ever watched any of the Star Trek TV show or
the old school one
movies where they got into that transporter.
Yep.
This is what it's going to be like for you to leave a miserable situation that is going to just teleport you.
Isn't it more like the Wizard of Oz thing when she opens up the door after the tornado?
And it the could, big that's a good one, too, sure.
You like that one. I was really excited from it.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
You
well,
did.
I saw the image
It is kind of similar. We're like standing on the ship, and the next thing you know, they're into some could be hostile place, some great place. In this case, it was a great place, right? All of a sudden, like, oh.
Yeah, and Scotty, she's saying, Scotty, let's go. And off, you just materialized. And I really think it's going to change everything around for you. And love. There's love in Florida. I always love when I see love. Yes. So I think it's going to be a big, beautiful shift for you, Susan.
Yay.
Shift, not a shit or a ship.
No, a ship.
A ship.
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. I really hope you embrace it and go.
Now, is it very financially advantageous, too? Everything looks good on the finances?
It will be very similar to my situation here in Oklahoma. It hasn't reached the astronomical prices of California. So.
Well, that's true. But as far as that. Any relocation assistance? Are they going to do something to help you out there?
No, I have to sell my house and move.
Oh, well, selling your house, well, I guess, will be that relocation assistance. But, yeah, that does suck, though, because you're a little bit of a holding pattern. Do you have the resources to take the job while your house is on the market, or do you have to wait till you sell it?
It's best if I sell it before I move. That way I can just be done with Oklahoma, to be honest. So.
It's best, but what if – I don't know the market, you know, it varies from place to place. If it doesn't sell, are you going to take that job and try to sell it remotely? What is your plan for work? You should always plan for the work.
They're holding the spot for me. They want me. So
wow.
This is lovely.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good sign then.
What a feather in your cap.
If they're going to do that, then that is a company worthy of going to. If they're going to actually hold the spot so you can get your stuff squared away, then that means they want you bad. And that means you should
want
them
bad. My start date is TBD.
That's awesome. Then.
So they just
put
it down as TBD. That means when I get there.
Yep, get there when you get there. Of course, sooner the better, but we got you.
Catherine, who's I've seen this in the Facebook chat, is saying Land O'Lakes is a very middle-class, homey community, I guess. She may just following up from Tampa to where you won't have to deal with heavy traffic, which is
it's beautiful. It is so beautiful. It's green, and there are lakes, and it's beautiful. So
lovely. Really does.
Yeah. All right, double card, sorry. Are you okay with me picking one randomly, or do you want me to filter out the really nasty ones? What do you want me to do?
You just pick one random. I'll take whatever I get.
I like it. You know what, Deb? It's funny. Everybody has said that.
I guess we'll have to.
All right, that's a scientific experiment right now. All right. This one says, "Be effing grateful. Shit could be so much worse." Well, which is kind of an understatement. right now, she's looking great. So I guess this card is like saying, damn, you go, girl.
Yes, I
agree. I'm pretty effing grateful. I am effing grateful. So.
Word up on that, dog.
Well, great. I hope you keep in touch so we know how things are going.
Yeah, Catherine followed up. I didn't think it was either.
I will. I just like to watch you guys and tune in just to be in the space where you guys are at. So.
Wow, that really makes me very complimentary.
We like it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
And you don't have to be a stranger.
Yep. Join us whenever you can.
I will.
All right, she's back on mute, but I do not hang up on you folks in Block. I can put you on mute. A lot of people like to continue to listen. And some can't because life is life. You got to do what you got to do, right? You're bloody well, right? Right, right.
Yes.
You're bloody well, right.
I couldn't believe that was Supertramp.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You're supposed to know if they keep that. Hey, all right. We're going to keep on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We are going to area code 4. Doesn't jump out at me. 417 is in Missouri, I believe.
Hello.
417, you are there.
Hey, all right. We're going to keep on it. You know what I'm saying? Yep, we are going to area code 417.
417.
Dana.
Are you here, 417? They're not ready for it. All right. We'll come back to them. They were probably like, you know how it is, Murphy's Law. Oh, I will just real quickly do this one thing and then like, oh.
Yeah.
Guess what? They went to me, those sons of bitches. All right, so let's go back to a Tweeno really well. 651, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
The real land of lakes. Land of 10,000 of those damn things.
I bet we know who it is. Hello.
Hi, it's Christiana.
Yes, of course it is.
Hey, do you got a snowstorm coming? Or are you in the middle of one? What's going on?
We have rain. It's raining out here right now.
That's about as miserable as you can get, Roger. Is it going to turn to ice, snow, or something, or what's the deal? Just curious.
I'm not sure what the weather is. I have to check it.
There's a big weather system traveling through the
Midwest. We're just curious. Just let the folks know this is not the Weather Channel.
No.
We have home ties to Minnesota, so when somebody calls us, we like to talk to them.
But we miss out on all the drama, unless there's a hurricane coming or... You know,
when you're young, at my age, when we own property, drama sucks. Drama equals damage to your property. It's cool when you live in an apartment and you're 25, you don't give a shit about a hurricane.
No.
But here we go. All right, anyway, back to Christiana. This is her time, not ours. What would you like to talk about, discuss, and know?
So Deborah knows, but I just wanted to mention that I got the apartment.
She got her apartment.
Okay, cool.
Boy, it's something she's wanted for quite some time.
Very good. Very good indeed.
Yeah, I'm very happy for you.
Okay. And it's affordable for me, and I'm really excited. I move in on the 13th of April.
Wow.
Okay, a couple of weeks. So you got to start packing.
So what can I help you with, you know, with your cards?
Packing
so
sucks.
I'm just wondering how you see the move going and things financially. Is everything going to go smoothly or not, or what do you see?
Okay.
I saw that you had posted on Facebook today you're a little afraid of your quote-unquote boyfriend when you tell him. What's up with that? Is he...
Yeah, he sometimes has kind of outbursts verbally, not physically, but verbally, and sometimes it kind of scares me.
Different iceberg, but anyway, that is what it is.
If it scares a woman, Jim, you know.
Oh, I said tip of the iceberg.
Oh, I get it, what you're saying.
God, yeah.
I misinterpreted.
Stop with that cough syrup with codeine in it.
Stop it? I'd be like, do the whole show.
Well, but you would understand English.
So nice.
Ridiculous.
She is went to the doctor and they gave her like the super
oxycodone
D-pack freaking antibiotic thing. It's like a 5-day treatment, and then they gave her some cough syrup that has happiness in it.
Oh,
like schedule two happiness. I think they said schedule 2 happiness. But I'm not sure. Schedule 1. I can't remember what schedule it was. One of the ones we have to show a license to get them.
Oh yeah, it's the good stuff.
Yes, it is the good stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I had a question and it slipped my mind.
Oh,
I know what my question is. You said everything is affordable or not, but you still have some financial concerns. What's going on with that?
Because I'm still with my mom right now, so I have things I need to buy, take care of while I'm here, and then I also have to try to save, which is really hard right now. But what I mean by affordable is it's Section 8, so it's just 30% of my income for rent.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know what, though, when you think about it, that is not that out of the question for rent.
What is?
Somebody that's not in Section 8, 30% of your income, like 30% of your gross.
Yeah. That's what people pay.
That is what people pay.
At least that amount.
So that is, I understand. But anyway, I was just throwing that out there. It has nothing to do with Christiana. I'm sorry.
Well, I think that is going to be quite a step in the right direction for you. It looks beautiful for you. And, boy, love is in the air tonight.
Love is in the air.
It is, because there is going to be a new love waiting for you in that building.
I like it.
Yeah. It's going to be wonderful for you.
Wunderbar.
Let's put it that way. And, it's like you're going to turn the page. Well, I guess it would be this one. You're turning the page in your life. That's a good song. Yeah, and it's going to be a whole new. Well, now we can use The Wizard of Oz with the house.
The black and white horrible movie with the horrible person trying to take. Killed Poe, and then the tornado drops her down, and she opens up the door. And
it's that garden.
Yeah,
that's what this is going to be like.
The most vivid color there is, and happiness and joy.
Be careful with spending, because when people have an apartment, especially us women, we want to put things in it. We want to make it pretty, you know, comfy, all those things. But sometimes, what do you got?
Keep going, baby doll.
Sometimes we overdo it. So make sure you stay within your financial limits. Because that's the only problem I see here. Okay? So by knowing that, for all of you that are new with us, that's the beauty of the method, that we're able to perceive things that are still in the future. And while we're in the present, we can make them better. or we can eliminate them if possible altogether. So by knowing this now, Krishna is able to change her future in that respect, where I see her having money issues coming up because she doesn't have enough, that this way she's going to be able to change that and be able to cushion her spending with more saving than spending. There you go. I like that. Okay, so Jim is going to get with you in a minute here. And I feel this so-called boyfriend you have right now, because I saw you put quotes around it on your post. He's going to disappear. He's like a bag of wind, or whatever you call it. He's
a windbag.
Yeah, you don't need him anyway. I mean, it would be like an anchor around your neck.
Somebody that has verbal outbursts could get worse, so it's better to separate before that turns to the other part of the outburst.
100%. And it's likely you have some kind of work over there, because it looks like it's a little bit away from where your mom lives. Is it not?
Say that again. You're cutting in and out.
Oh.
Relax.
Okay. I was saying that I see a job opportunity over there for you, because it looks like it's a little bit away from where your mom lives.
How far away is this place?
Yeah, it is.
How far away-ish?
It's like an hour and a half away from the Twin Cities.
Wow.
Hmm. Is it to the north?
South, I think.
Well, you're getting close to heading toward the border almost there, huh?
I'm really bad. I have no sense of direction. So, don't ask.
Well, you're not alone.
But it's over by Mankato.
South, typically you go to Iowa. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't think she can be that precise right now.
I'm just curious. An hour and a half? I can't either. I'm just trying to think. An hour and a half, Twin Cities. I'm getting close to that border down there.
She's going to work over there.
Well, that's good.
And it's the kind of thing you like to do. So it's going to be real good.
Awesome.
All right. Give her a thingy.
Yeah! Rope card reading.
Thank you. Time to let go.
It says, time to let go. Move the fuck on. And you know what? She's doing that.
That's what it is.
You have just done that. You have started the process of letting go and moving
that
the fuck on.
That is a confirmation. Big time.
That's why I didn't ask. I saw the card. I don't need to ask her because it's not a bad card. So, all right. We like it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And good luck.
And good luck to you.
Yeah.
Lots of congratulations.
And
thank you.
I want to watch the weather. It might be a little nasty.
Yeah, you should. They were talking snow. Okay. So, yes.
Yeah, snow, you know, it's something you never see there in Minnesota. Ah, ha.
Mama Deb. And Papa Jim, we worry, you know. All right, take care.
Hello. What's happening?
The two lovelies.
Thank you.
Hey, you got to update us now. It's been 24 hours-ish. What's going on?
You know what? I got up early. I went and did my workout, and I've been working all day, and then I went for a bike ride with a girlfriend out at the, 2-mile bike ride. And I came back, and he was in the driveway packing up some stuff, car, like a shovel or whatever. He's gardening, I guess.
Okay.
And I said hello, and then he said he uses a name for me when he wants to – how do you say it? When he wants to, how do you say that? Make a connection. When he wants to make a connection. Well, you know, when you say, do you guys have pet names for each other? You know, so
supreme being.
So he used the name. He used the name for you that seemed like
she got it.
Yeah. So he used a name for you that's like some kind of a olive branch. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. You know, I can only, Jimbo, you've said before, you know, you can read into stuff. I have no clue. And then he went back to doing what he was doing, and I put my scarf up in the car because I was getting in the car, put my hat, you know, I go bicycling and I wear a hat and stuff like that. And so I was putting stuff in the car, but I was sitting there and I put my scarf there so you can't look into the windshield. And then he saw that I did that.
Right.
So.
That's right. She's a scarfer. What at? She likes to scarf her car. She's a scarfer.
I wonder what people would do.
I want to see a picture of that, a car with scarves in it. I want to see a picture.
Well, I only do it when I want privacy, and he looked over at the windshield. I was right behind him, and he saw it. And then I walked inside. I walked past him, walked inside, and, you know, I closed the door softly, and then he's slamming doors out there. Now he's all quiet. I don't know what's going on. Who knows what's going on? The shadow knows.
So you're not,
not really, I like that reference.
So they're not really talking or, you know, communicating at all.
Nothing significantly has happened in 24 hours. That's what she said.
Okay.
Except they had a little minor typical interaction. She doesn't know what to make of it, so she wants to know what to make of that little interaction.
Didn't I call him? I might have called him. I don't know if I told you this. I'm losing track of all this. This is all becoming a blur now. Can I call him last night to say that there was stuff? I think I already told you that, you know, that there was,
I don't know.
That somebody gives us veggies, a neighbor, and I think I told you that, and I told him, you know, there are veggies, because we usually split them, and he said, well, I don't feel like going through them now, and I said, well, they won't bother you.
I think that conversation probably happened after our call last night, because I don't remember you talking.
No, you never did discuss that.
So that call must have happened right after you talked to us, or you know. Remember, it's a lot.
And so the veggies were there this morning. The veggies were there now, and I brought them over to my side, and I said, fuck this. I'm just going to use the veggies, and he can go screw himself.
With the, biggest zucchini you got, or what?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it's Friday night, right?
A cucumber. But you definitely, that conversation must happen after we talked. Because Deb and I would have remembered that. But, all right. So what do you see
what I'm seeing here.
Right now, the current state.
Is very much like a typical married couple that are at this impasse.
Little silent treatment state.
On both. Well, it's like as if the subtext is, I'm not approaching this until you approach me first.
Oh, it's a cold war.
It's
a cold war.
Yeah.
It is core. It's like, you know what?
I called him last night. I mean, I did. I called him last night, you know, and I said there were veggies in the laundry room. And he said, I saw that. And I said, well, do you want to take your share? And he said, no, what did he say? He said, I don't feel like, or I'm busy doing something else. And I said, well, in that case, I won't bother you. And he said, okay. So we hung up. And so it is what it is. Who knows? I don't know. What do the cards say?
What are the cards say?
What I'm perceiving is as this goes on, you are gaining a clearer perspective that in reality, all along, you've been doing the largest part of the work in this relationship, maintaining contact.
You have. And a woman does a lot of times do that.
Yes, and
it's a burden you folks bear.
That's why you're exhausted. It's emotionally and physically draining when you have to be like your switch clicked on all the time, paying attention to all the cues. And what's he thinking now? And what am I doing that maybe isn't correct in his? I mean, this guy put you through your paces. He really did. I mean, sometimes it was draining for me. Reading the cards because I could see the amount of effort on your part. So, with that said, he's still not going to come across that line that's been drawn in the sand. So, the longer this goes, the less the two of you are going to need each other. And that's likely a good thing.
It sounds like something. No, you have the card still, so that's why I want them here. It sounds like something has occurred that it's not going to ever get back to where it was, right?
There's a card. Yeah, there's a card in the deck that I liken or compare it. So let's say you're at somebody's house and they've handed you a very delicate antique teacup. It's so lovely and ornate, and I mean, it's the most beautiful thing, and you accidentally drop it and the thing cracks open or, you know, it breaks. No matter how much you try to put that teacup back together, it's never going to be the same.
It won't be quite the same. It may be close, but...
But no, in Japan, I've read, they will look at that bowl that has been reconstructed or the cup, whatever it is, as having, like, achieved new strength. It's better than it was before, which is the whole...
That's a whole different thing, and yeah. I have lost a lot of respect for that country. But anyway.
So, that's where you're at. You guys have, well, you, Lisa, you're trying to put the teacup back together. But I don't think it's going to be the same. Now, the thing is, a relationship after a break like this can be better as a result of the break. Or it simply is the beginning of the end.
It's going to change for the better or for the worse, right?
Mm-hmm. He, however, is not going to change. What you've witnessed in him, the good part, and then the bad, you know, the negative, the tantruming,
mm-hmm.
these two, you know, end of the spectrum, that's who this man is.
Especially, and you guys are not 100 years old, but you're not 22. People at a certain age aren't really going to change at a certain age. They're not going to do it. If you're if you hit the 50 mark, you're pretty much who you are. You're not going to change how you handle conflict. You're probably not going to change how you deal with people.
Yeah.
At that point, if somebody has tantrums a lot, you got to say, well, he'll change when I marry him. It's like, yeah, that's a sale of a long effing time ago.
In this relationship, Lee, you're the peacemaker is what I see. You are the one that always wants to what's all that?
It's just a lot of crap. But it's
she's the one that has this great big glue gun that she gets out. And you are the fixer, the peacemaker. Use your glue gun to put everything back together.
And she doesn't put her hand in the sand.
She actually
talks about things that need to be talked about.
And
he doesn't
confront,
want to do it.
No, he's evasive.
He doesn't want to do it. He wants to put his head in the sand and go cover her ears like la, 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 like a kid does. I don't want to hear bad things.
La, 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 la.
Yep. And she's like, hey, we got to talk about things to resolve it. And that's what adults should do at that. You should. But
yeah.
So you have done nothing wrong. But what do you see big picture again?
Well,
just kind of continuing on.
That other woman is still here. And that would be the new female friend. Okay,
so there is somebody coming eventually. You can't say when, where, what, but...
No, but there's a new man for Lisa, so, you know.
It might not be what you want to hear, and she didn't say tomorrow. She's not saying that tomorrow.
No.
It's on the horizon, and that horizon would be couple days away, or it could be a long time away.
If there's any blame to be placed, personally, I feel it's with him. The way he reacted when Lisa was telling him she did not like that man's hand on her ass.
Well, there's been a few things that she has tried to bring to him that they should discuss as adults, and he wants to just not talk about it and get mad.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not right. You can't run away.
Okay. Avoidance, yeah.
Yeah, you're 14 years old. You can run away from those kind of conversations. But at this point in your life, come on, dude. You know what? I don't care if your mom
used
to wear the winter clothes. I don't care if you had a
pocket.
You're 56
years
old, dude.
I have stuff on my porch that I'm trying to get rid of. If I put some stuff on his porch from that, do you think that would be some kind of a opening? I'm trying to get rid of some stuff, and I thought maybe he would like some of the stuff I'm getting rid of or look at it. I do think that would be a gesture of, like,
yeah,
opening a door.
Well, if you want to make...
It's a gesture of goodwill.
If you want to do the olive branch thing, of course it would. But do you want to do that?
He wants you on bended knee, humbling.
He does want you to either, not necessarily apologize, but not to assume that he is to blame for a single thing, which is almost like apologizing. And to talk about, we can't discuss that anymore. We can't discuss conflict. Oh, my God, no.
I really think they're going to patch this up again.
Well, I think so. Remember, you saw that already.
Yeah.
Even yesterday.
But it's going to be more of the same, okay? So, but I really think, the two of them are going to make some kind of new beginning.
It's
going to start together. Yeah.
You saw that yesterday, too.
Yeah.
That eventually something's going to happen where you're going to somehow come together, like you with an olive branch, him with an olive branch, or whatever, and you're coming back together, but he's not going to want to talk about anything serious, right? Not negative serious.
He wants to skip over all of this.
He wants closures, la, 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 la. We don't talk about what we got mad at.
You know what? I just, because we live like this, I'm not, within reason, I'm certainly not going to take any abuse, but
no.
I just want to be conversational and go back. Well, you're saying moving forward, we'll patch things up, though. You see it being patched up.
I do, because I feel that through your niceness and your gestures, you're going to feed his ego, and it's going to cause him to want to be the gay neighbor that he's been to you before.
And I do see concern.
Yeah.
Not only are they're neighbors in a duplex, so that really wedges you tight together. So she wants to have people coexistence if she's going to
live. I agree.
So I understand her concern. That is a legitimate concern when you're... It's one thing to be neighbors at a giant apartment complex. If it's a duplex, that's pretty tight.
It is tight.
I can understand why she doesn't want that to be really bad. I can understand that. Yep.
So
and you'll see it being okay.
Kind of a chance to move forward.
Absolutely. Yes. This is not the end of the, the end, the conclusion.
She doesn't see the need for either one of you to move right now, right?
I don't see
that's what matters. Because you guys are so close together, and it's awkward when you guys are not happy campers. And right now, she's not seeing it, right?
Right, and sometimes the success of the relationship overall, it can be better to just, step over the prior patch, all right?
Especially if, heaven forbid, you guys both find a different path, that you mentioned something. A friend, at least, right?
That would be.
Right. Because if you like find different paths when you're pissed off at each other, you might never mend and talk to each other again. At least this way, you might still have a good connection down the road, but she's not interested in that right now. So right now, she sees you guys eventually are going to get back to doing things together.
Yeah, I think it'll go back to more of the same.
And that's a confirmation. You saw it yesterday.
And I do. I believe that the final... We'll say the chapter on this has not been written yet.
Probably not.
Just don't try to lead him down that path, I would say, because he's going to flip out again. And I know you guys are...
Don't encourage him to put his head in the sand.
You guys are all thinking out there, God, this sounds so narcissistic and, a trauma bond and everything. But remember, they got to find their own way through all of that.
And it's not like they did, when they were together, like these couples on TV that just beat the snot out of each other. They had good times together.
Oh, lots of
enjoyed stuff. They did a lot of great things, but there was just like some not full connection at all, right?
Well, I do think that a lot of times we react from what we experienced growing up. I mean, remember, we were very impressionable. Back there, I used to watch my dad beat the living crap out of my mother, and I couldn't fathom how he could tell he loved her in the morning, and by night he'd want to put her up against the wall by her throat.
That's terrible. I'm really sad to hear that.
Well, thank you. But you know what? I worked through a lot of it through therapy and stuff. But still, there can be moments that throw you right back into that, you know, into that ring. So,
yeah!
All right, let's do this. Yeah.
Deb, if I call him right now and let him know there's stuff on the porch I want him to look at, he's not going to slam the phone on me. Is he going to talk to me about it?
No, he's not going to.
If he did, that would be a sign.
And if he does, yeah, then screw
him. If he did, when you're calling to make such a nice picture, slamming the phone on you, that's the biggest sign there is on this planet.
I agree.
So you should actually make that call one way or the other.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be afraid to make the call because he might do that. That's wrong. That's like you putting your head in the sand.
Yeah.
You should make
that call.
No, I
know.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to make the call because you think he might overreact. If he overreacts, that's a sign to you. On your to make a nice gesture. And, once again.
Yeah!
All right, real quick, Lisa.
I can hardly wait for this rebel card. Is it going to punch
me?
Is it going to give me an uppercut?
I'm giving you the choice because you're the recipient. Want what I randomly pick, or do you want me to make sure it's not so nasty?
No, you go right ahead. Just do the random. Do the random nasty.
Here it comes. Stop talking. Shut your mouth, listen.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Oh, it could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, maybe talk twice.
It could be that. It could be something that she knows, you know, it means something to her that we don't even know.
It's into our own heart.
It's her card. It's not ours. Right.
Yeah.
So she asked, shut your mouth, stop talking and listen. That's what it says, and you have to figure out what that means to you. And it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay.
We're going to be here Saturday for sure, for sure, for sure. So you got to call back.
Yes, please do.
Sounds good.
We have to because you are going to make a call.
Yeah, we have to hear the open.
So you're going to have something to tell us tomorrow, so please.
And you've got avid listeners on that are on Facebook.
Yeah, there's a ton of – everybody's Team Lisa, and they're, like, really invested.
When you come on, they say, how are you doing? Good to hear from you. So you do have quite a –
you have a lot of energy in your favor.
So take care, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
And I think that's lovely. You want to give me
And you know, it's good. It's the right thing to do, and you should not be afraid to do so. You should never be afraid to do that.
And here I want to leave you with one final thought. Something I've believed in ever since I understood this method. We like to throw that word love around a lot. The thing is, if you ever truly loved anyone, love them even when the two are, when you are not together anymore. Yeah. When you're not together, you love them no matter what.
Why is it that people say that, but not one single person has ever done that?
Well, it is true. You love someone, you love them through thick or thin or whether you're together or not.
You don't.
It's love.
Nobody does that. They say
because
that.
They hang all these
pictures. Everybody writes that down on a piece of paper, but nobody actually practices it.
They don't.
That's in the middle of that.
They're like, I love you if you do this. I love you if you don't do that.
But I mean nobody.
Well, I've read and heard that true love, truly loving somebody is when their happiness is more important than your own.
And that's one of the things, that's a great thing to see on a piece of paper.
But you can't.
Who the hell is going to practice that when they're caught in the middle of that? Right? Oh, I'm so unhappy. I love you to death and you're being me. Yeah, all that matters is your happiness. Go ahead and kick me to the curb and piss all over my grave. That's cool. That's easy to say. But you're right. It is true. But the people that write that are the ones that are in the middle of a breakup. They're not right.
Maybe they know something we don't know.
Shit. Those fuckers are in the middle of a breakup. They're full of poo-poo cock. All right, Deb, I think.
We're going to have to focus. Sorry.
And we're going to be here tomorrow.
Remember, the trick is get on the phone line early.
Yep.
6:45 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
If you're, going to
15 minutes prior to whatever showtime we announce, 15 minutes prior time for the blog talkers, you can get in the queue.
Those of you on Facebook, hope that we don't get in many calls. So we can turn to you. Do that one of these nights. Just have a show exclusively for those on Facebook. We were going to set up one a week.
It's kind of funny because actually, long ago, well, not that long ago, a few years ago, we didn't even know what Blog Talk was, except for News for the Soul.
Yeah.
We had a Monday and Friday radio show, and then all on our own, they said, let's do a Wednesday show just for Facebook, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
That's all we did. It was just, there was no, nothing, there was no calls. It was just for Facebook. But,
all right. Oh, I love Cho. Just Cho said, once you join the show, we are all family now and part of the furniture of the show. Yes, but very lovely furniture. Not, you know, thrift store crap or anything like that.
Secondhand stores. I want to make a different terminology.
No,
thrift
we
stores.
Went to...
In another continent means anything. Secondhand
maybe
stores.
Maybe IKEA or... Anyway, very nice. You are all such quality people.
Ethan Allen.
Yes, that's where we went.
He was a freaking... Was
who was he?
Badass in the Revolutionary War.
Was he?
Ethan Allen, and was like, he had a whole bunch of guys, and... Oh, yeah.
So they probably wouldn't care.
No, they probably wouldn't.
No.
Anyway.
All right. Oh, tomorrow night, remember, I almost forgot, Sophia from Sweden will be joining us.
True.
Yeah, she will be with us, and she's going to join us the portal and use her cards.
So, having said that, we will do a regular Blog Talk radio show calls, and then when if we do get time for Facebookers, it will have to be typed in. Right?
Oh, that's because we won't be, unless I take them on.
No,
it will interfere with her.
So it'll be, if we do, and it's not a big deal, if we switch over to Facebook folks for questions,
yeah,
it will be typed in. And we
maybe
will work
we should
with that.
Go one and then one, you know, go
I don't think we should alternate. It's not fair because those Blog Talkers are 3-4 already have held for 15 minutes before we even did any Facebook calls. I'm just saying.
Yes, me Lord.
I'm saying if you really want to do that, you don't even schedule a Blog Talk show to really do that. That's
true. Well, anyway, she's going to be here. I'm going to put up links so you can get to know her tonight. I'll put up links. And this girl is quite accomplished.
2-minute warning.
Okay, we've got a 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
Yes, okay, I'm ready. Turn her on.
Are you truly ready?
I am truly ready. This show is
Anyway, we can't wait to leave the dog in tomorrow. Remember, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. And Blog Talk, this is the Psychic Love Show, signing out. 7 p.m. Eastern and Google, whatever time. It could be on Australia.